والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, exercise number 6. Thanni. What is the meaning of thanni? To make it dual. What is it? It's an amar. The verb is sanna yusanni. Form 2. Okay? So, sanni means make it dual. Wherever you see a line, you will have to make it into dual. But be careful, brothers and sisters. You got to study the sentence. Is this word which is underlined, is it marfu? Is it mansub? Is it majrur? And accordingly, you will make it musanna. And you know the marfu forms of musanna, and you know mansub and majrur form of musanna. First sentence, fi baytina thallajatun. Brother and sister, what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. There is no verb here. Fi baytina. Fi harf jar, baiti ism majrur, jar majrur, shibu jumla khabar, and na mudafilahi. Where is our mubtada? Thallajatun. Now make, even if you have one fridge at home, you say we have two fridges. And if you're none, then also you'll say, we have two fridges. Okay? Fi baytina thalla thallajatani. Thallajatani. See, marfu. Thallajatani. Mubtada marfu'un wa alamatu raf'ihi al-alif li'annahu muthanna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If you were to describe it, huh? Okay, fine. Dakhala bayti al-barihata. What is al-barihata? Zarf. Yesterday, last night. Zarf. Zarfu zaman. Dakhal al-bayti. What is bayti here, brothers and sisters? Mudaf mudafili. Not jar majrur. Mudaf mudafili. So, dakhala bayti al-barihata lissun. So, dakhala is jumla filia. We are looking for fa'il and also we are looking for if there is any mafulun bihi. Are you with me? So, what is bayti? Mafulun bihi, mashallah. So, it is bayta. وَهُوَ مُدَافِ and يَا مُتَكَلِّمْ مُدَافِ لِي. Okay, we got this done. Al-Barihata is a Zarfu Zaman. Brothers and sisters, where is Fa'il? Lissun. Let's see, Marfu, that is your sign, that it is the Fa'il. Got the idea? Fine. Now there is underline on it. So what will we say? دَخَلَ بَيْتِي الْبَارِهَةَ لِسَّانِ لِسَّانِ. Lissun means thief. Two thieves came last night, they entered our house. Okay. Fine, brother and sister. Ra'aytu. What is ra'aytu? Fi'l and fa'il. I saw. What did you see? Fi maktabatil barid barkiyatan laka. Okay. So what is barkiyatan? Mafulun bihi. So what will you say? Ra'aytu. You will have to write down on a separate sheet of paper the sentence with duals. Ra'aytu fi maktabil barid barkiya taini. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Barkiya taini laka. Okay. But of the samad, sa'ashtari. What is the meaning of sa'ashtari?
So I will buy.
I will buy. You will only say, I will buy. Sa means I will. Okay. What is ashtari? Fi'lun mudariun. Marfun. Bidammatul muqaddara. Bidammatul muqaddara. Are you with me? Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu ana. Very good. Sa ashtari. No. I will buy. What will you buy? Mitran. So there is underline there. What will you say? Mitraini. Because it is mafulun bihi. Mitran, mitraini. What is the meaning of mitraini? 2 meters. Min hazal kumash, from this cloth. Zabaha abi. What is the meaning of zabaha? To slaughter. Fine, brothers and sisters. Zabaha abi. Zabaha is fail. Where is the file? Jumla failure. Where is the file? Abu. Wa huwa mudaf. Ya mutakallim, mudaf ilayhi. Fine. Dajaja tan. So there is an underline there. What will you say? Dajaja taini. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Whose father did that? Let's go and have some barbecue. Okay. Ashrabu. I drink. Ashrabu. What do you drink? Kuban. 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 Min al-labni. Kulla yawmin. I drink a cup of milk every day. Now, kuban, make it musanna. Kubaini, mashallah. See, now it makes sense. Ashrabu kubaini means I drink 2 cups of milk every day. I want to become Bolu Pehlwan. I guess nobody understands Bolu Pehlwan. Anyway, Sister Manas will understand. Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters. Indi Riyalun. What kind of a sentence is this? جملة اسمية. عندي عند ظرف. شبه جملة خبر. يا متكلم مضاف إليه. ريالون مبتدا. So what will happen to ريالون؟ عندي ريالاني. عندي ريالاني. ما شاء الله. Okay. See how beautifully Dr. Abdurrahim is constructing sentences. مرفوع. Now comes منصوب. أريد ريالين. أريد ريالين. And اشتريت هذا الزر. I bought this button. اشتريت هذا الزر بريالين. So what will happen? بريالين. If you go to Makkah, you see the shops, and some of them, a person is standing outside and shouting. You know what is he shouting? Rialaini, Rialaini, Rialaini. What is the Rialaini business? Kullu shayin bi Rialaini. Everything is for, that is like a dollar store. Are you sir, with me? That is like a dollar store in Makkah. Kullu shay bi rialaini. Kullu shayin bi rialaini. Everything is for two rial. Bi rialaini. So you know, people, the person who's shouting, he doesn't understand what is rialaini. That this is majruh. Are you with me? He just happens to know it. Rialaini means two. I'm sure he doesn't know what is the marfu form. Anyway, Arifu, Arifu, I know. What do you know? Lugataini, Lugataini, mashallah. Fi baladina, what kind of sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. Fi baladina, Lugatani. Lugatani, and what will you say? Isnatani. What will you say? Isnatani, not one. This happens every time. Fi baladina lugatani wahidatani. No, brother. That's not the way. Fi baladina lugatani isnatani. Isnatani. This is Canada. In our country, we have two languages. But in Toronto, according to the survey, there are more than 60 languages spoken in the city of Toronto. It's incredible. Azal kalamu bidula raini, mashallah. Kataptu, I wrote, what did you write? Risala taini. See, do you find it difficult? No. Alhamdulillah. It's very simple, I should say, and one can understand very easily, inshallah. Ila abi. Yakfini. Enough for me. Kafa yakfi. What is the verb? Kafa yakfi. We are going to do these words later on, inshallah. Kafa yakfi. To be enough. Okay, brothers and sisters? Yakfini. So, yakfi is mudariya. And what is noon? Noonu wikaya. And ya mutakallim mafulun bihi. Al-ana, zarf. And what is junai hun? What is junai hun? Fa'il. Mashallah. Fa'il. So, what will you say? Yakfini. Junaihani. Junaihani. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? It's a sterling. Sterling. Like dollar, sterling. Pounds. The currency of Great Britain. I think in Egypt also they have Junai. Pound. Okay, now brother, ij'al. Kullan minal kalimatil atiyati fi jumla. Ten. Kitabani, kitabaini, talibaini, talibani. What will you say? Kitabani. Make a sentence in which you use Kitabani. So then it will become Kitabaini. Huh? What will you say? Hindi. Kitabani. Huh? And you can say Jadidani if you want to say. I have two new books. Okay. Now, Brother Hassan, now you can say your sentence. Ishtaraitu Kitabaini. Jadidain, if you want to say, I bought two new books, if you want to say it like that. Tali Baini. What will you say in Tali Baini? Raitu Tali Baini. Fil Fasli or Fisuk, Fil Masjid, inshallah. Tali Baini. Marfu. Yeah. Dakhala Jadidani. Dakhala al-fasla. Or you can say Dakhala al-masjida. Talibani Jadidani. Or you can say Hadani Talibani Minasini. These are two students from China. You can make your own sentence, but we have to make sure we use it proper marfu form. Don't make mistakes there. Fine, brother and sister. Ahaduhuma wal akharu. One of the two and the other. What is ahaduhuma? Mudaf mudafilehi. What is it? Mudaf mudafil. So ahdu can become ahada and can become ahdi. And wal akharu can become akhara. Li akhwani. What is li? Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. What is akhwani? Mubtada. Marfun bil alif. Li annahu musanna. MashaAllah. Ahduhuma tabibun. Are you with me? What is ahdu? Mubtada. Wa huwa mudaf. Huma mudaf ilahi. Tabibun khabar. Wal akharu and the other muhandisun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Very good. Li hazihi al hafilati. Li harfchar hazihi. Isam majrur. And al hafilati badal. Babani. Now that is your mubtada. Li hazihi is your jar majrur. Shibu jumla khabar. Ahduhuma. One of them. Liddukhul. For entry. Wal akharu. Lil khuruj. For exiting. Indi kalamani. Ahduhuma. Azraku. One of them is blue, wal akharu ahmaru. See how beautiful the sentences are. Alhamdulillah. Indi mu'jamani. I have two dictionaries. Ahduhuma ingliziyun, wal akharu faransiyun. Very good. Lana baitani. What is lana? Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Baitani mubtada. Ahduhuma fil madinati. One of them is in the city. Wal akharu fil karyati. Other is in the cottage. It is in the cottage country. Okay? In the village, brothers and sisters. Ishtaraitu. Okay. Brother. Ishtaraitu. Needs mafulun bihi. Where is mafulun bihi? Kamisaini. What is it? Kamisaini. Now what will you say? Okay, kamisaini. Okay. Ahaduhuma, one of them is? Li, for me. Wal akharu, li akhi, asagir. My younger brother. Now we come to the monas form. Ihdahuma. Brother, the actual word is like this, ihda. When you put huma into it, that will change into alif. Are you with me? That will change into alif. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? This rule we have learned. Li ukhtani. Translation, brothers and sisters? I have two sisters. I have two sisters. Ihdahuma, because now we are referring to muannas. Ihdahuma mudarrisatun. Wal ukhra. Wal ukhra mumarridatun. Is it clear? How will you translate? I have two sisters. One of them is a teacher and the other is a nurse. Very good. Indi sayaratani. I have two cars. Ihdahuma hamrau. One of them is red. Wal ukhra baydau. The other one is white. Fi karyatina madrasatani. Fi karyatina madrasatani. In our village, there are two schools. Ihdahuma mutawassitatun, middle. Wal ukhra thanawiyatun, secondary school. Katabtu al-yawma risalataini. Ihdahuma li abi wal ukhra li sadiqi. The sentences are very simple. I hope everyone can translate. Inshallah, would you agree with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. What is the next one? Ja'at. Ja'a fi al-mahdi. What is ta? Ta'utanisi. It means we must have fa'il mu'annas. Okay. Where is the fa'il? Ja'at mudarrisatani jadidatani. Ihdahuma lissirati. What is the meaning of lissirati? For the biography of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal ukhra lit tafsir. For tafsir. Alhamdulillah. Al muzakkar ahdun. The muannas form. Ihda. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now, here comes our old friend Dhu, which will always be Mudaf. Now the Mudaf Ilehi is Muthanna. Are you with me? Mudaf Ilehi is Muthanna. What is Mudaf Ilehi, brother? Hazal Kalamu Dhul Lawnaini. Mufidun Jiddan. Fine, brothers and sisters. Translation? This pen with two colors is very useful. Okay, brother. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. Let us analyze it now. Hada mubtada. Al kalamu badal. Zu. I know, but before. Not. Here, zu is not. Zu. Not. Wahua mudaf. And what is lawnaini? Mudafili. And where is the khabar? Mufidun. MashaAllah. And what is jiddan? Mafulun mutlak. Mafulun mutlak. Very good. Here, sister Madina. Ayya. Why do you say ayya and why not ayyu? Because gasalat. There is a verb. What is it? Gasalat. Now, gasalat will need mafulun bihi. So you can say like this. Gasalat ayya kamisen. Are you with me? Gasalat ayya kamisen. But we don't say like that because ayyu, ayya has to come in the beginning. Because it is ismu istifham. Noun of interrogation. So it has to come in the beginning. And if it happens to be mafulun bihi, we will say it is Ayya Mansub. And if it is Fa'il, we will say it is Marfu, or if it is Mubtada or whatever it is, or even if it is Khabar, it will be Marfu. So, Ayya Kamisin Kasalat Ya Ummi. Okay, what is the answer? Gasaltul kamisa. Okay, gasaltul kamisa za. Zal, it is zal jaybaini. What is it? Zal jaybaini means, what is the translation? I washed the shirt with two pockets. Okay, brother and sister, analyze. Gasal tu. Fi'al, fine. What did you wash? Al-kamisa. What is kamisa? Mafulun bi. And what is the za doing here? Naat. Wahua mudaf. Because it is naat for kamis. If the kamis is mansub, then the naat has to be mansub. You know? Wahua mudaf. And then mudaf ilahi. Jaibaini. Very good. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. It's clear. Al-mudiru fi tilkal gurfati zati nafizataini maftuhataini. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, let us analyze this. When you get a complicated sentence, Ahmad Hassan, it is fun to analyze. It takes extra effort, and you've got to use your mind to analyze it. Fine, brothers and sisters. What is the answer? What? Analysis? Al-mudiru mubtada fi jar majur. Tilka isam majur. So here is your khabar. Okay? The mudir is in that room. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So this is your khabar. Okay, fine. So jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Fi harf jar tilka ism majrur. And what is al gurfati? Badal. Badal, mashallah. And what is the dhati doing here? Naat. Fine. And what is this? Nafizataini. Mudaf ilayhi. And al maftuhataini. Naat again, mashallah. See, is it? It's very simple and clear. We have to understand it. Alhamdulillah. Liman hadhi sayaratu dhatu babaini. Translation only, because this is a question. We won't analyze it. To whom this car belongs with two doors? Okay. See, as-sayaratu dhatu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If it was a muzakkar, then it would have said zu. Zu. Okay? Now this is muannath, so it became zatu. Zalikal masjidu. See, here comes with zu. Zalikal masjidu. Zul manarataini. Jamilun chittan. The same way, zalika mubtada. Al masjidu badal. Zu. Nat, wahuwa mudaf, al munarataini, mudaf ilayhi, jamilun, khabar. Khabirun, jiddan is maful mudla. So, what is the sentence? Zalikal masjidu jamilun. Okay? Got the idea, brother and sister? Ana muftada. La uhibbu. This is la nafiyat. I don't ohibbu like. I don't like. Brother? What is the madi of ohibbu? Ahabba. How many letters? Four letters. So, alamatu mudariya will become dhamma. Ahabba yuhibbu. I will write down. The mudariya. Yuhibbu. We are going to go and dissect it later on. to understand better. When we come to nakis verbs, we will start operating on them. We'll put on the gowns, white gowns, and we'll do little surgery here and there to understand them. Okay? So, ahabba yuhibbu. Five in your pocket, brothers and sisters. Yuhibbu, tuhibbu, tuhibbu, uhibbu, nuhibbu. And ala uhibbu. I don't like. What do you don't like? Dhakar rajula. Dhakar rajula. Okay? Why you don't like it? Because dhu wajhaini. He has got two faces, or we can say he's got two tongues. You can only have two tongues if you have two faces. Are you with me, brother and sister? So, I don't like that person with two faces. What is the meaning of two faces, brother and sisters? That he's a hypocrite. Okay. Are you with me, brother and sisters? So here, ana is mubtada. Where is the khabar? Jumla failure. La uhibbu. And then, where is uhibbu needs? Uhibbu needs mafulun bi. Where is mafulun bihi? Zaq. And what is rajula? Badal, mashallah. And what is zu? Fa'innahu. Now here, brother, innahu. Fa'innahu. Fa is ataf. What is innahu? Inna, harfu taqid wa nasbin. And who? Ismu inna mansubun. Okay. And then what is zu now? Khabar inna marfun, mashallah. Antum mabtazun. You are all great. May Allah bless you all. And shower with barakas and the blessings of the knowledge of Quran and his language, inshallah. And then what is wajhaini? This will be your mudafilahi. So, dhu is a khabar inna. Are you with me, brother? Khabar inna. We got to determine all these things. MashaAllah. Al-kalimatul jadidatu. Brothers and sisters, al-kalimatul jadidatu. What is rajulun dhu wajhaini? A man with two faces. Allazi is the one. Okay. Yati kulla ta'ifatin bima yurdiha. Okay, brothers and sisters. I will try to explain you briefly. Okay. Now, from now onwards, be prepared for weak verbs. And I will be slowly exposing them to you. Yes. I will be exposing them to you. Yati. The meaning of comes. Comes. Okay. What is the madi? The madi is ata. How many words are there? Three. Fine. There is fa kalima? Hamza. What is ain kalima? Ta. And what is the lam kalima? Ya. It is ataya. But then there are no doubts, and we change ya into alif. Ata. How will you pronounce? Ata. Now if I were to describe it, I will say fi'lun madin mabniun ala fatahatil muqaddara. What will you say? Mabni. You can write down this will help you. Mabniun ala alal fathatil muqaddarati. See, muqaddar, brothers and sisters, muqaddar comes from the verb qaddara, which you are very familiar with that word, qaddara. We are going to learn what is muqaddara and how do you make it. Okay, qaddara. Okay, muqaddara, fatahtul muqaddara. I always jokingly say, Mukaddar ka Sikandar. Everybody laughs because they understand. Okay? Anyway, are you with me? Now, Ata Yati. Ata Yati. So he comes or he approaches. He comes. Kulla Taif Fatin. Kulla is your mafulun bihi. It is mafulun bihi. Wahua mudaf. And Taifatin is mudafili. What is the meaning of Taifatin? Party, group. The Taifatin means party, group, or community, or like that. My brother and sister. Bima, what is Bima? Jarmajur, with what? Yurdiha. What is the meaning of Yurdi? What kind of a verb is this? Brother, when you say you, has to be four letter. This is the verb. What is the verb? Arda. What is the root? Rada. Re, dod, ya. Arda, yurdi. Okay, brothers and sisters? Yurdi ha. See, yurdi is a verb, so what is ha? Mafulun bihi. Now, this has to go somewhere. Now, ha goes to the taifatin, to the group. Are you with me? So, what he does, you know, allazi yati kulla taifin, he approaches every party and speaks with what they like it. He has no principles. In Urdu, sometimes we say, this kind of a person will say, chor ko tum chori karna. And sobedar ko bolna, thane wale ko bolna, tum hoshyar rehna. He has no principle. He will say to the thief, go, steal. You know, and he will say to the policeman, be careful. Okay, in other words, this is the sign of hypocrisy. And this was common at the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that people used to come, you know, it is in the Quran also, Suratul Baqarah, that people used to come and say, we believe in you. And then they'll go to their own groups and they'll say, we were only joking, you know. We were only fooling them, you know. Means they want to keep both the party happy, you know. So that is the person, Rajulun Zu Wajhain. Okay, he has got two faces. Okay, he just will say what pleases one party without his own principles or morals. Okay, brothers and sisters? Mushtun Amshatun Komb. Lissun Thief. Lususun Thieves. Chunaihun Junaihatun. Mufidun, everybody knows Mufid, beneficial. As-siratu, biography. Tafsir, explanation. Commentary, tafsir is commentary, brother. Zabaha yadbahu, babfataha, sharaha yashrahu. Sharaha is a very common verb, it will come in, inshallah. I hope it's clear, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we come to lesson number 21. This is extremely important and a beautiful lesson. Lesson number 21. And in this lesson, brother, you can write down introduction of lam. Brother, I have got so many Arabic books, you know. And some of these books are so difficult to understand. Okay. Because in the first few pages of the lesson, sometimes you have Madi, Mudariya, Ammar, and Lan and Lam all coming, you know. And then it's very difficult for us, unless you already have a knowledge of Arabic. So see the beauty of Dr. Abdul Rahim. The whole book one went by. In book two, 20 lessons went by without mention of lam. He did not mention, otherwise lam is a very important particle. And now he will mention it. So what will happen now? From now onwards, it will come in wholesale. It will come in wholesale. Okay?